In 2007, Janice Langbin flew from Washington State to Miami with her partner of 18 years, Lisa, and three of their children. The family was going on a cruise to celebrate the couple's anniversary. But shortly after boarding the ship, 39-year-old Lisa suddenly collapsed.
I took one look at her and I knew that she was dying.
Langbin and the children followed as Lisa was rushed into a hospital emergency room.
I tried following the gurney back in, and I was told stop and to go out to the waiting room, which I thought meant I needed to fill out, you know, admission papers. And the woman at the desk told me to go sit down.
Langbin was told she would not be able to see her partner without a legal document granting her power of attorney. After watching the Terry Schiavo case play out in Florida, she says she and Lisa had gotten the document. She believed it would allow her to make decisions on Lisa's behalf if she became incapacitated. But she says the hospital didn't seem to care.
The hospital received all our documents within 20 minutes of Lisa's arrival, yet it took over 8 hours for me to be with her.
By then, it was too late.
We lost a great person, and ultimately, she didn't deserve to die alone.
The advocacy group Equality Florida says in 2010, Langbin's story prompted President Obama to order all hospitals receiving federal money to respect patients' visitation wishes, including for their domestic partners. Langbin says she's hoping her story can help convince the Florida legislature of the need for a domestic partner law. And Senate sponsor Eleanor Sobel, a Democrat from Hollywood, says what's in the bill mirrors what already exists where 47% of Floridians live in various cities and counties.
This is all based on current law that has passed muster within the courts. So all of these have already been proven in the courts as well as approved by councils in local governments.
Similar to what places like Broward County and Orlando already have, the bill would grant a handful of rights like hospital visitation and funeral arrangement. It's significantly pared down from Sobel's original bill, which granted all rights that married couples have. Some lawmakers were concerned it violated the Florida Constitution, which prohibits same-sex unions that resemble marriages. And opponents of the bill, like John Stemberger of the Florida Family Policy Council, a conservative advocacy group, say a new law is not necessary for people to get those rights.
This is not a gay problem. This is a human problem. And it's solved with proper estate planning, with a durable power of attorney and a living will.
But supporters disagree, saying there's a real need for legal penalties for not honoring those documents. And Marty Chumbler, a lawyer with the Carlton Fields law firm, says Florida should have a uniform domestic partner policy to attract business to the state.
Over 50% of the employers in this country, 85% of the Fortune 100 companies in this country offer domestic partner benefits.
The bill will be heard in the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee on Tuesday. The House version, sponsored by Democratic Representative Mark Pafford, is not yet on a committee agenda. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.